Welcome back. Hour number three, Dale and Holly, Sports Radio WEEI. It's kind of nice when you can visit with folks from home, and we're doing that right now. Betsy Hasselbeck is here. To heck with her son. We'll talk about him in a minute.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
Betsy was a member at the church that my brother was the pastor at a while ago before he moved away, and it is great to visit with you again. How are you, Betsy?
I am good, thank you.
And her son, oh, by the way, plays quarterback in the National Football League and is pretty good at what he does, too. Matt's here. Hey, good to see you.
Hey, how are you guys? I'm very excited to be here. My phone's been blowing up from all my Boston friends today. I guess we were just on with Colin Hurd.
Oh, yeah?
I guess he hates BC, so.
Oh, really?
I mean, blowing up today. You know? I can just imagine EEI now, so.
You won't be getting any hate mail from this appearance,
though.
Oh, no.
A lot of Gatorade coming out of EEI.
So what did your Boston fans say? Jump all over them? What were they telling you to do?
Oh, just, you know, they're giving me stats. Like, BC's won 8 consecutive bowl games. Like,
yeah, and Michael's line is all of them before January 1st.
Sorry. I mean, it's true.
You know what? That's true. But we're turning the corner. We had a great year this year, and, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
See, that is the glass is half full with Matt Hasselbeck. Yeah. That's why it is good to talk with you.
I will say this. I love what Jeff Jagosinski's done there.
He's done a great job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
Year was fun to finally get into the conversations in my locker room, you know, with like BCS stuff, you know, to finally not have to argue about the Music City Bowl, you know, so that was fun. That was definitely a good thing.
So go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, tell us about your year in Seattle and how things went for you out there.
We had a good year. We had some adversity, and we're obviously not playing in the Super Bowl, so we're disappointed. You know, we thought we had a good run at it. If we could have won that game in Wisconsin in Green Bay, we would have been able to host the Giants at home, which we play a lot better at home. But we just didn't get it done against the Packers, and so the Giants get to lose to the Patriots. So, you know, instead of us.
How often do you get out to see this guy play football?
Not often enough.
Is that right?
This year it was only 2 times. I'd say in years past I was there almost every month, but it was probably more due to grandchildren, Matthew's children, than football games. But we're trying to make it work.
Yeah, plus Tim's the middle child, and he's been whining for years. You never come to see me.
And now that he has grandchildren, we visit them.
Yeah. Tim was in Arizona this year, so Scottsdale was a little more appealing than Seattle late in the year.
It was interesting watching you in that playoff game and knowing the history you have with Brett and watching Mike Holmgren with Brett before the game. It had to have been kind of a weird feeling for you to even compete against him in a situation like that.
I think it is every time I go. You know, I came out of BC not a great player at all. I got drafted in the 6th round, which was a shock to me. And so for 3 years, I felt like I was sort of fooling the Packers. You know, I never had to play because Brett Favre never gets hurt. So for 3 years, I'm the number 2 quarterback, you know, there. And I just thought, these people have no idea. Like, they think I'm good. And to get to go back and play against them, against Brett at that stadium, in a playoff game, it's always fun.
I know a guy your dad played with, Steve Grogan, once said to me, he said, there's no better job in the world than being the backup quarterback. He said, everybody thinks you're good, you don't have to do anything, and he always joked about it.
I think Tim would differ with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one perspective. The other perspective is, you know, you got to be ready with no reps, and you're expected to go in and be as good as the starter. You know, I look at these 2 young quarterbacks for New England. I mean, if something were to happen to Brady, can you imagine being one of those guys? I mean, that's a, you know, you better be ready to go no matter what. So it's an easy job if you never go in.
You know, Matt, I've heard this story, but I haven't heard it from you, so I want the real deal.
It's not true.
Okay, probably it's not true. That's what I'm going to ask you. Before Deion Branch was acquired, or right after he was acquired, Tom Brady talked to you about Branch? How did that story go? How did – just give us the play-by-play.
Well, I think you guys all know Tom loved Deion Branch as a teammate. He thought the world of him, and he was very upset when he left. And I know what that feels like. I've lost good teammates, you know, through free agency or whatever. And he just sent me a short little text message, kind of a scouting report on him, if you will. And he was right on. I mean, he nailed it, you know. And so Deion's been everything that Tom said he would be. He's a great teammate. He's very professional. He's a hard worker. He's a leader. He's not the biggest guy, but he can play big, you know, in certain situations. And it's good to have him. So, you know, I felt bad for Tom in a way. He lost, you know, his go-to guy. And he found a couple of them.
Didn't seem to matter.
Yeah. Now the question is, can you keep Deion on the field? It's always been the question for him.
Yeah, well, he didn't put that in the scouting report. But, you know, Deion just tore his ACL, and he's facing a long, long rehab. You know, I think they said 9 months. I saw him yesterday. He told me 6-7 months. So
they always think less,
know,
don't
which
they?
Which is good, yeah. Which is a good thing. And he's determined, and he's in there getting treatment. And he's got to get the swelling down so he can have his surgery. But either way, he's been a great addition to our team in terms of leadership and just understanding what it takes to win.
Now, you have your own job to do as a professional quarterback. There's a lot of study involved, preparation. But you see the Patriots with this historic offense. What do you see as a professional athlete seeing people in your industry do things like this?
You know, I try not to watch them because it's so it kind of deflates you how easy they make it look. My parents, my mom will call and my dad will call and be like, oh, did you watch the Patriots game? It's like, no, I didn't. Why would I? It's depressing. They're so good. They make it look
so remarkable.
You know, they do just a nice job. They do a great job with their pass protection. They do a great job. I watch them. They're setting up plays that they're going to run 2 weeks later. You know, we've had a lot of similar opponents this year. You know, I'm watching the Baltimore game. You know, the Patriots offense struggled against Baltimore. They didn't struggle against Baltimore. You know, Brady, he got hit a lot against Baltimore. They touched him like 3 times. I mean, to them, it was that way. They're having a great year. They're an amazing team.
Matt's dad, Don, of course, was a great player for the Patriots. And Betsy and Don, I assume you guys are still Patriots fans, as long as they're not playing the Seattle Seahawks.
And it's even kind of tough with them playing the Giants because of the connections there.
Yeah. Hey, Betsy and Matt are both here on behalf of Campbell's Chunky Soup. And we do want to take a moment here to talk about the soup-er donation. What's this all about?
Campbell's has been doing this Tackle Hunger program. It's really their initiative, and they're giving away again this year 1 million cans of soup to food pantries all across America. It was Reggie White's idea back in 1997. Reggie's a former teammate of mine, just a great guy, and it's an honor to be able to shoot these Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials with my mom, with the other guys like LaDainian and LJ and Todd Heap and Devin Hester, those guys. But it's also a great time to raise awareness about a big problem, and that's hunger in our country and all of our cities. So we're kicking it off here down in Phoenix, but we're going to do this throughout the country. So it's a good thing. It's a good program.
Are you the star of the commercial, or is he, Betsy?
He is by far.
No. Oh, come on!
You got to be
not,
the star.
I'm not. My mom is. She runs the show.
As long as I've known her, she's a pretty outgoing personality. I can see where she'd be pretty good on camera with
you. You know, it was so fun to be up there in Toronto filming that last commercial because it was what the boys used to do.
Yeah.
And we had to call them in for dinner. How hard is that?
Yeah.
I think I did it on 2 takes. But when they showed them sliding in that mud, I had to do everything in my power not to do it with them.
It's great to visit with you guys.
Thanks.
Matt, good to see you. Betsy, it's great to see
you
again. Thanks, you guys.
All right, Matt.
Good to see you. Matt Hasselbeck, Betsy Hasselbeck, joining us here on Radio Row. And they're tugging both of them to their next appearance. It's great to visit with you guys again. Good to see you.